Well, good Friday morning, church. We have made it to the end of another week, haven't we? And I hope that you have enjoyed participating in these little Bible readings. I truly enjoy sharing this time with you. Well, this morning we're going to be looking at Psalm 76. God's saving word, again, is prayer. And today's reading is a hymn of praise that celebrates God's universal rule. This psalm affirms that God's dwelling place is Jerusalem on Mount Zion, a city which God protects from enemy attacks. So let's take a look as we read Psalm 76, God the Victor. God is known in Judah. His name is honored in Israel. He has his home in Jerusalem. He lives on Mount Zion. There he broke the arrows of the enemy, their shield and swords, yes, all their weapons. How glorious you are, O God! How majestic as you return from the mountains where you defeated your foes. Their brave soldiers have been stripped of all they had and are now sleeping the sleep of death. All their strength and skill was useless. When you threatened them, O God of Jacob, the horses and their riders all fell dead. But you, Lord, are feared by all. No one can stand in your presence when you are angry. You made your judgments known from heaven. The world was afraid and kept silent. When you rose up to pronounce judgment to save all that oppressed the earth, human anger only results in more praise for you. Those who survived the wars will keep your festivals. Give the Lord your God what you promised him. Bring gifts to him, all you nearby nations. God makes everyone fear him. He humbles proud princes, and he terrifies great kings. And today's key verse is Psalm 76:11. Give the Lord your God what you promised him. Well, verse 7 speaks of making a vow to God. And in what way does your church and your fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, how do you express your promises to God? Sometimes in times of great oppression, or we're dealing with great sickness or whatever, sometimes we even play, let's make a deal with God. God, if you do this, then I will do this for you. But, today, just out of our loving heart towards our loving God, what promises will you make to him today? Think about that for a moment. Not because you're trying to make a deal, not because you're trying to somehow force God to answer your prayers, but simply out of a loving, obedient, worshipful heart on your part, what promise might you make to God today? Let us pray. How glorious and majestic you are, O God. I praise and honor your holy name, and I promise to serve you always. Amen. Well, that brings our week of Bible reading together to an end. And now all day tomorrow I will be preparing myself for my most important day of the week, and that is Sunday, the day that God gives me to try to share and build faith in your hearts And so I would pray that tomorrow you would invest your time in praying for your brothers and sisters, perhaps maybe even those that you've not seen in church for a while, that you would lift them up before the Lord and seek to have God to perhaps motivate them, that they would find their way to church. And for those that have moved away from us but are still joining us via Zoom and on Facebook, again, God's richest blessings to you, and we hope to see you online this coming Sunday. God bless you all. We will see you next time.